So world leaders getting together to discuss ways of reducing the risk of nuclear war. Sounds reassuring, but the problem is complex, involving stockpiles in hundreds of buildings in dozens of countries. Nevertheless, more than 60 world leaders have agreed to cooperate on securing all of that nuclear material. President Obama was at the meeting.
There are still too many bad actors in search of these dangerous materials, and it would not take much, just a handful of these materials, to kill hundreds of thousands of innocent people. More nations have come to the table, not to talk, but to take action.
President Obama there speaking in Seoul, South Korea, the site of this nuclear security summit. And joining us is Lucy Williamson, Seoul correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Welcome to the program, Lucy.
Hi.
So let's talk for a moment. The threat that the president outlines, I think, is well known and well understood by anyone in the world. But what is not well understood is the process by which the bad actors will be apprehended and the material will actually be rounded up. How much progress was made on that front?
Well, I think you've just highlighted the most difficult part of this process. And, you know, everyone can understand that when you reduce the amount of fissile material in countries, that reduces the chances of someone stealing it or you know, using it for a terrorist operation. The real problem is that when that does happen, tracking the fissile material, apprehending the people involved, that's the hardest part. And there's been a little bit of progress made on that here at the conference. There's a new scheme announced by South Korea and Vietnam to test a GPS tracking device for fissile material, which should help track the any illicit smuggling or trafficking of that material. At the moment, it's just in the test phase. It requires the comprehensive coordination between countries, but that's one of the initiatives that's being planned here.
And technology is one initiative, but diplomacy is certainly the lead sort of engine driving all of these discussions here. Tell me about the president's private meeting with Pakistani Prime Minister Yousuf Razi Gilani.
Yeah, he's been meeting with all kinds of people here, with the Pakistani Prime Minister, with the Chinese President, the Russian President. And as you say, this is a complex, multifaceted problem. You need to reduce your stocks of fissile material. You need to have great diplomatic coordination to try and get some kind of international agreements in place for the standards of nuclear material protection. And that's one of the things I think that's been a concern with from the Pakistani side in terms of really making sure that there's some kind of commitment internationally about what kind of protections and what kind of standards are applying. Of course, we shouldn't forget that President Obama has also been talking, going off agenda a bit and talking about North Korea, which isn't on the agenda here because it's seen as a separate case, really, when it's states involved and you're talking about disarmament and non-proliferation. But nevertheless, because of the tensions between North Korea and America at the moment, that's also been a key topic here.
And the other off-topic was President Obama saying that the U.S. and Russia could not work out their dispute over an American missile defense system because of the presidential campaign. That was caught off mic.
It was. That's right.
And, I mean, is that now suddenly official policy?
I think what the how the American president was playing that today was very much as a joke. He walked into the main plenary here today and he covered up the microphone. And he said, wait, before I talk to you, let me cover this up.
Open mics. Lucy Williamson, Seoul correspondent for our partner, the BBC.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.